things, and it seems like the American people have moved out to suburbia. What's in store for them?
Well, I mean, most people, when they touch on the issue of energy depletion, will initially think about driving their cars and the price of gas. And generally, the price of gas is a bit of a meter for us. It's something we all use to determine, how expensive things are, because so many things trickle down from it, the cost of food, the cost of moving goods. That certainly will be one of the first pinches that we'll feel. Whether we'll recognize what the bigger problem is another story. Certainly, other aspects of living in suburbia are going to change. The distribution of food. Most of our food in North America comes from, on an average, of about 1,200 miles. So we're going to have to find ways to grow food closer to where we live. And more people will be involved in the production of food locally, for sure. The big box stores that we've so much come to depend on, that type of merchandising may come to an end for a variety of reasons that we might initially not think of. Certainly, the cost of moving goods. Yes, that will increase the prices of goods and services. Political disruptions in moving goods from offshore in places like China. If there are conflicts over oil in China, then moving goods from China to North America to come to the Walmarts and the Home Depots and the Staples stores, that supply may be interrupted because of political events. The maintenance of infrastructure such as roads to move those moving warehouses that go 24/7 between the stores and the offshore supplies. If we can't maintain the infrastructure of the roads, what happens to those 24/7 warehouses that never stop moving, right? So it may not even be possible to get the goods to the stores, regardless of the price of gas.
So then in the movie there's something funny that they talk about the 3,000-mile Caesar salad. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I mean, that's a perfectly good example of how our food moves, and I think most people get a kick out of it because they can certainly relate to our food coming from somewhere that we don't even know where it is. It's so far away.
Yeah. Now, one thing I noticed about the movie, besides talking about the fact that the oil production, and could you explain what this might be hard for some people to understand. Could you explain what peak oil production is?
It's not too difficult to imagine it. If you can imagine a bell curve on a graph, so you have this curve going up and down the other side. So once you picture that, then maybe it becomes very simple for me to explain it. All oil production, whether it's an individual well or a field of wells or a country as a whole, follows a bell curve in the production or extraction of the resource. So once you discover oil, more and more is pulled out, and we go up the one side of the bell curve. And at a certain point, about the halfway mark, that curve begins to level off as the oil becomes more and more difficult to get out of the well or out of the field. And then